Orange County Supervisors Terminate RSV Health Emergency. The Orange County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously December 20 to terminate the local health emergency that was extended late last month for the respiratory virus known as RSV. The emergency allows the county to access federal and state resources for assistance and seek mutual aid from neighboring counties. The supervisor's decision came after the Orange County Healthcare Agency canceled the local emergency because federal funds for local RSV cases were recently expanded by the U.S. COVID-19 Public Health Emergency Funds. The cancellation of the local health emergency declaration is not an indication that there is a reduction in cases of infection spread of respiratory disease, the agency said in a December 14 press release. It indicates only that additional resources and support are now available through the adjusted federal PHE. The emergency declaration was initiated on November 1 after the county health officer pointed to a sharp rise in RSV cases. County supervisors extended the emergency November 29 after spokespersons for local medical facilities told them hospitals were at maximum capacity with children affected by the virus. Staff from Providence St. Joseph Hospital said their emergency department was at record capacity and pleaded in support of the extension. "Yesterday, we saw our highest volume of patients in our emergency department than we have ever seen, far surpassing what we saw in COVID at 326 patients," Desiree Thomas, the hospital's executive director of emergency services, critical care, and behavioral health, said during the November meeting. 8 residents spoke at the meeting in opposition to the emergency declarations, with some of them criticizing the board's decision to declare it last month. "I do approve the termination of the RSV. Never should have been there in the first place because there's no emergency," one person said. RSV is a relatively common respiratory virus. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, most patients recover in 1 to 2 weeks, but infants and the elderly can sometimes experience more serious symptoms. The CDC has reported a recent surge of cases. Breathing difficulty, dehydration, and high fever are symptoms parents should monitor to protect their children, according to the Orange County Healthcare Agency.